A group of Democratic lawmakers, senior citizens, and advocates unite at a Capitol press conference with a message. Save senior care from changes in the governor's proposed budget. Representative Andy Jorgensen of Fort Atkinson says the state's prescription drug coverage for the elderly is a very efficient program.
It's because of that efficiency that senior care now has a surplus. And this is a good thing. It's assurance that senior care could continue. But Governor Walker and his budget plan would raid senior care's $20 million surplus, applying it to the state's budget deficit.
Some Republicans have broke from Walker's plan for senior care, including Joint Finance Committee co-chair Alberta Darling. But Jorgensen says the changes remain in the budget.
I'd like to see action, and that's why we're here today, to make sure that those folks that are talking, I'd like to hear what they have to say, but we have seen no plan. And my hope is that something will come up, but so far, nothing.
Walker says the state will save $15 million by making 90,000 Wisconsinites go on Medicare Part D. Jorgensen says it will result in more bureaucracy and higher consumer costs. Under senior care, the state can negotiate for lower payments with pharmaceutical companies. Medicare does not have that bargaining option. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.